Life seems like magic when I listen to my first thought. Life seems like magic when I listen to my first thought. When I listen to my first thought, that's the first step. And when I act upon my first thought, that's the second step. And the second step and the first step are really one. When I listen to my first thought and act upon my first thought, then life seems like magic. And the reason it seems like magic is that, hey, it works. It works. When I think of my first thought and I act upon it, it works. For instance, I say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Oh boy, is that one that we all like to play with. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my whole and perfect spirit, mind, and body. I'm whole and perfect. Oh yes, I'm whole and perfect. And when I say I'm whole and perfect, what am I saying? What am I saying about myself? I am saying that I am whole and perfect. Okay, so now I act upon it. I act upon it. And how do I act upon it? As I say so often, I act upon it by my responding to it and saying, okay, you are whole and perfect. Every organ, action, and function of your body is whole and perfect right now. As I say to the child, I say, you're a genius, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. And I say it again and again and again, and it sinks into that child, and I believe it about that child. And that child, if not instantly, but quickly, responds exactly to that. Now, when I say to my body, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, it, if not instantly responds to it, it responds to it. It's building up an awareness that my body is whole and perfect. It's building up an awareness that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. It's living up that awareness. And as it lives up that awareness, then that experience of what that really is comes into my experience, into my life, into my world. And it's fantastic. Just as I expect the evidence of my child responding to my saying he's a genius or she's fantastic or glorious or whatever, and I watch for it and I look for it, so I do it with my body. So I do it when I say I'm whole and perfect. I watch for my whole and perfect. I watch for my perfection. I watch for my wholeness. I watch for it. I watch for my body not having a cold. And it's not a matter of not having a cold, but I watch for it of being whole and perfect. I watch for my body being healthy. I stick out my chest and throw back my shoulders and pull in my tummy and stand up straight and tall, and I walk around proud that I am in this wonderful body, proud of this body. And pretty soon this body says, oh, ho, ho, that's a wonderful way to go. And it goes that way. But it's up to me to play the game. And truly, when I think my first thought and act upon it, I am playing the game. And I'm playing the game so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically, and with so much fun that nothing else matters. I am playing the game in every area of my life. I see it with my toes, with my eyes, with my nose. I see it with my stomach. I see it with my heart, with my lungs. I see it with everything about me. Everything about me. And it's just a matter of me seeing it and acting upon it. Just a matter of me saying to my child, you're fantastic, I love you. And if enough of that is said, that child will be fantastic and will be lovable because that is its nature. Your nature is to be whole and perfect. My nature is to live in a body that is whole and perfect every whit. My nature, that's my nature. Naturally, it'd be my first thought. And I act upon it by saying, I have a wonderful body. Praise your body. Tell your body how much you love it. Tell your body what a fantastic body it is. We say this again and again and again, but remember it. It works. This is the principle. And when we apply the principle, we get fantastic results. When we apply the principle, we find that it really does work. Yes, it really does work. Life seems like magic when I listen to my first thought. Life is magic. It is a joyful, wonderful experience. And the magic is that we look at a sunset, and that's magic. We look at the moon. We look at a falling star. Touch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never, never let it go. Now, who in the world has ever caught a falling star? Well, in your imagination, you can catch it. In your imagination, you can put it in your pocket. In your imagination, you can never let it go. In your imagination, you can say, I'm whole and perfect. In your imagination, you can see wonderful. You can take that wholeness and perfection and put it in your own awareness. In your imagination, you can never let it go. In your imagination. And what happens in your reality life? What happens in the outpicturing life that you have? What happens in the body that you see, live in, and other people talk to? Well, that body is just an amazing, wonderful vehicle. It's an amazing thing. Yes, I listen to my first thought, and my first thought tells me, hey, this is a wonderful world. Oh, I wake up in the morning and stretch and say, oh, I'm so happy to be in this gorgeous body, in this wonderful body, in this whole body, in this perfect body. Oh, yes. Everywhere I go, I see people living in perfect bodies. Everywhere I go, I see people living in wholeness and perfection. Everywhere I go, I see all that is good and beautiful. And I say to myself, wowee, that is great. Wowee, that is fantastic. And I love it. But I create that. I create that out of every thought in my mind. I create it out of every thought that comes in my mind. And no thought comes into my mind that is contrary to it. Because every thought is exactly what that is. And that is fantastic. It is fantastic, and it is how it will always be. Because I think my first thought, I listen to my first thought, and life is really magic when I do that. Life is really wonderful when I do it. I think, my toes are perfect. And I look at my toes, and I stretch my toes, and I pull my toes, and I wiggle my toes, and I massage my toes, and I massage my feet. And my feet feel just so wonderful. And as I walk along, I do not even feel my feet. They are doing their perfect thing. They're feeling their perfect way. They're acting in their magnificent way. And as I walk along, my legs are perfect. Oh, yes, I kick out my legs and I run along and I walk along and I'm fantastic. And this is my thought. This is my first thought. I live in a fantastic body because God created this body and this body is good. God created this body and this body is perfect and wonderful and fantastic. And that's all that matters. And the reason that's all that matters is that that is the only thought I have in my mind. It's my first thought. It's my middle thought. It's my back thought. It's every thought. Any thought I think is that I live in a perfect body. Any thought that I think is that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Any thought I think, I'm putting causes in motion. And when I put causes in motion, magic takes place. When I put causes in motion, everything I put that cause in motion for reveals itself, unfolds itself, is itself, and I am that. And it is wonderful. I do not have to put on a show for anybody. I do not have to be something for anybody else to see. I do not have to be something that looks good. When I stand in front of the mirror, if I am too heavy, if I am too weighty, I look in the mirror and I see myself perfect. And I walk down the street and I see people looking at me and saying, look at that perfect person. He has a perfect physique. He's got a perfect figure. Look at that perfect lady. Isn't she gorgeous? She's just wonderful. I walk down the street and that's what I see. Everyone looks at me and they see me like I see me. They see me like I want to be. They see me like I am. And that's all that it is. I am my own creator. I am my own thought. I am my own world. But most of all, life seems like magic when I listen to my first thought and act upon it. I listen to my first thought and act upon it. And listening to my first thought, it happens. Listening to my first thought, it takes place. Listening to my first thought, that's all that matters. And my life says to me, yes, that's all that matters. and that's all that ever will matter, is when I listen to my first thought, it takes place in my life. Join me in this paradise, in this magic of listening to my first thought and acting upon it, because it works. Have a lovely day, and know that you're in my blessings in every way.